listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Idol After Show.
All right, what can we say Bing is for doing, and what are we doing? We are doing the season finale, that's right, of American Idol Season 11, Episode 40. That's right. This is it, guys. I'm JC, and joined always by my main man, Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid. That's right. Host, actor, model, musician.
Why do you always call me that? Butch Cassidy. No, you never. That was the first time.
It's the first time, man, because we're riding off into the sunset. But tonight, Mark, what is up, man?
I didn't see exactly. That's all I got to say.
No, we're speechless, and our job is to talk.
That's right. So. Well, here's the thing. Tonight's episode was so jam-packed with so many incredible performances. And, you know, we had talked about who we thought was going to win yesterday. And it could go either. It could have went either way. We would have been happy. And
but we got plenty of show to get to that. And we've got so much stuff. I'm serious. We're going to talk about the fans, the chat roll, guys. I know you're listening. Give us a shout-out. I'm going to follow your tweets. Give us a call at 424-256-1729. And plus, we have a special performance at the very end, so you got to stick around for that. But first, let's talk about tonight. We are super fans.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it was proven tonight. I mean, the journey that these singers took, that they took us with them. This is a love letter to Idol tonight, honestly.
Absolutely. We've been so indulged this whole season, watching every week and the ups and downs. And I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Like, so we just finished watching it maybe, what, 5 minutes ago, if that?
It's like 37 seconds ago.
37 seconds ago, so.
And we're on. Yeah, we got to see some of our favorites from before. Got to see some great performances from the top two. And right. Aerosmith, J-Lo, what's going on with that? I mean,
I knew just even the first number. I thought the first number was electric. It was with the top 12.
Yeah, the runaway
Bruno Mars. And
yeah, which Josh is saying in the past.
Yeah,
and that was one of his turning moments, and one of my favorite moments, which we'll talk about some of those a little bit later. But it was jam packed right from the start, and I thought that was a cool performance to start it off and get it going.
The dance number, because we were asking, who were those dancers?
I know.
And seeing before us, it's America's Best Dance Crew that's shooting here. So we were like, we wanted to steal one of them to say, can you tell us who was dancing? Because it was awesome.
So many incredible moves. Like, it seemed like, you know, if you do like a cool hip hop routine, you might throw one or two things in there that could kill you. They threw in like 13 things in there that could, each one was like, oh, and they nailed everything.
Things
flipping
like
people over their head.
We'd never seen before. Yeah. I've never, and we watched these shows religiously, and I'd never seen any of those moves.
Nope.
And just, what stood out off the top of your head, and we'll get into the minutia, that's the word of the week, what stood out, like what performance?
Jennifer Holliday was ridiculous. Her and Jessica Sanchez was just amazing. Just to see how they make it all about the music, and just how it wasn't like they were battling. It was like they were together growing to the peak. And that was one of my favorite moments for tonight. What about you? What do you think?
That was definitely one of them. Aerosmith. Yeah. Aerosmith filled the stadium. You could tell this is how it's done.
I have to see them live. It's crazy. Their look, everything is so timeless. He hasn't changed a bit since they came. Even when they first started doing small gigs and shows, whatever, they wouldn't even sing any covers. They would do their music because it's that good, and they make you want to listen, make you want to watch. I can't pull off something like that, like Aerosmith would wear, like Steven Tyler would wear.
Hey, you never, but maybe a few years from now, maybe 20, 30.
Grow into that?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. That's a true rock star right there.
Okay, well then, and we saw that throughout the night with, let's say, it was Holly and Jordan Sparks.
Yeah.
You can see it's almost like a Star Wars thing, like the, you know, like Darth Vader and like the young Jedi Knight, you know, that you will be me one day, you know, hopefully.
Yeah.
And just if you keep training and what, but you can see the difference. Jordan Sparks was the winner from, I believe it was season 6. Ronnie, do you know off the top of your head?
She went against Blake, right? Blake Lewis? Is that one? They should beat Blake Lewis, beatboxer.
Yes. Blake was awesome. Yeah. But you can see the difference because they're hero notes that they were hitting at the end. I thought something was going to like break in the studio. How sustained those notes were.
Yeah, and Holly definitely held her own in that little battle. Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, she has been training like crazy this last however many weeks we've been doing this. So she is like a seasoned professional now. But Jordan Sparks still got it.
Okay, now. We saw, I roughly guesstimated, I think it was like 12 numbers at least. And the top 12, they were top 12, top 13 guys and girls. They were in a majority of them. How long do you think they've been rehearsing? Because you do this.
I think it's only been maybe
Joshua.
A week. Yeah, because I mean, I don't know, because, well, they definitely had the teleprompter that was there, which I wish we never would have seen that, because now every time they go around, they're like, please fade out so we don't see it again, but because you want to believe that they, you know, that they are practiced and know everything, but
right.
So it's not like karaoke, but yeah, I think maybe 2 weeks or something like that, or maybe a little bit here and there, just because they did some simple choreography and whatnot, but I mean, they've been learning 3 songs a week for the last few weeks now, so that's incredible on its own. So, yeah, probably a couple weeks. And then probably tied the last few things in at the end.
Like Joshua coming in, right, in 5 days. So, you know, I forgot a small thing about the show. It's a tiny little part to American Idol.
What's that?
The winner.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with the winner. How about, you know, that's what everyone wants to know. And we've battled all season. We've had Zaba Search, who mathematically had figured out who was the winner.
Who did they think was going to be the winner?
They picked Jessica Sanchez.
Oh.
And they were wrong.
Hmm.
Wah, wah.
Well, it was funny last night when we did the little pick up here, because you've been going with Philip Phillips the entire time since we saw Thriller in episode 1. He was the last one to go on in Georgia, wherever you auditioned. But I had mixed feelings last night. I even went home like trouble sleeping because I think I was rooting for, I didn't care who won either way, but Jessica Sanchez, I just felt like it would be a bigger accomplishment, kind of something that would stand out on her resume more than, say, Philip Phillips, who if he wins it or not, you know. But congratulations to Philip Phillips. He's been doing his thing the whole year. And
absolutely. Sorry that I lost faith. And
it's so hard in this, though, too, because, I mean, we invested so much of ourselves and each week. So I was happy either way, but I do feel a little bad for Jay.
Jessica Sanchez.
Yeah,
BB Chez.
BB Chez, yeah.
But, no, definitely an immense congratulations to Philip Phillips. And what I thought was the best part of the whole show, after all the numbers, everything we saw, people singing phone books, close. Heejun was about second or third on my list. It was when Philip, he's okay. People, you can send us hate mail. You can call us. You can send your comments to iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know you care. Keeps the lights on. And comment on this, that I'm going to compare Philip Phillips to Frank Sinatra.
Interesting.
What?
Did you just come up with this right now?
Yes, it's on the fly, so it's going right now. When he was singing his song, and this was Phillip's MO the whole season, he did things his way.
Absolutely.
He stopped halfway through his song, and I was yelling at the screen. I'm like, Phillip, you're a professional. You've got to sing.
Yeah.
This is it. You're now a pro. You've got your pro card, you know? And then I was like, I saw him get off the stage. He was crying. He went and he just ran to his dad.
Yeah.
And I was tearing. I didn't want to show you, but yeah, I was.
JC, where are you going? It's not over yet.
I was crying. because it showed me right there, it's American Idol, and it was a testament to America and the fact at the core it was family.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, this show has been around on for 11 seasons. It brought families together. That, you know, you're 8 or 80, you can watch it with your grandparents, you can watch it with boyfriends, girlfriends, ex-girlfriends. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It just brings everyone together for a couple hours a week.
Absolutely. And it seemed like, you know, when they went home 2 weeks ago, that when the top three went home, and we got to see that little part of Phillip Phillips then, because he, in the parade, and he was, kind of just taken back with it all and that feeling, and just it shows you how much it means to him. And we got to see a little bit of that last week too, and then this week, and he's been doing his own thing the whole time. So to see that, you know, he's liked and loved for who he is, yeah, and his music, that it works, you know, they really do love me.
They do. I mean, because all the stats, you know, we were looking at stats. I mean, we over hours on hours, and it all pointed towards Jessica.
Yeah.
And just the power of the other demo that is not using Twitter, not using Facebook, the one that uses the phone.
What's that?
Yeah. The phone is something people used to use to make phone calls with. Now, ooh, yeah, okay. Now it's for apps and stuff. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, and speaking of apps, if you guys are on AfterBuzz, make sure to click on our little Amazon banner. And actually, that'll take you to Amazon, and you can buy a smartphone. You can buy probably Phillip's next CD, his Idol CD. You can buy his gray wardrobe, which actually, if you notice, mm-hmm, Mark and I, if you're watching, we're all decked out in gray.
We are.
Is that a sign?
I almost wore something a little more dressy because I thought it was, you know, for the special occasion. Yeah. And just so you don't show me up like you do every week.
It's not.
Dressed to impress. No. What I wanted to say, JC, was that I really look up to your style. And
okay, all right. This is but definitely, if you want to pick up some gray shirts or gray blazers, just go on Amazon through the AfterBuzz website, and it'll kick us a few cents to the dollar. Keeps our lights on, like they are on now, and it shows that you care.
Ding.
Yes, there we go. Did you say ding or bing?
Are these always going off like that?
It's the finale night, so we get a lot of special effects. Yeah. So
fireworks.
But back to the show now. Anything? Uh-oh. Gosh, we're getting all the effects. Okay. In the Battle of the Tasias. Yes. Ooh. Mantasia and Fantasia.
Yeah, that was a very cool moment, too.
Really? You like? Okay.
I thought it was a cool moment just because, like, to see, she's been through a lot in the last year and a half, 2 years, and, you know, what she has battled with, and then coming here, and that's his biggest inspiration. And I haven't seen Fantasia since she did the show. You know, I've heard, you know, one or two.
Since, like, summertime, and, like, when, you know, that's Simon Cowell's still favorite Idol performance. Yeah. And a lot of people.
So. And I don't remember, like, her, all the screaming and stuff that she does. And then to see how similar her and Joshua are, that was kind of cool. And then how they were battling, they were just feeling it. You could tell that that was, like, a huge moment for both of them.
I wonder what would happen if you had, let's see, Joshua, Fantasia, Jennifer Holliday, yep, and Jessica all in a room together.
Ooh, no more windows.
No, pretty much. But you know, for me, I was like, just the screaming. And there was a point where Fantasia didn't even have her mic to her mouth, and you could still hear her singing. She had her mic away for a second, and she was singing through, and I was like, dude, you can hear, there's thousands, there's, what, 9,000 people at the Nokia Theater, and you could still hear her.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous with those two. Maybe they'll do a duet. How would a duet work with those two?
I don't even know. I mean,
because they're both like leads. They're both.
I think it would be exactly what we saw tonight. That was the only way they can do it. Because they can't do anything subtle. They couldn't do anything in just kind of like, you know, let's a very heartfelt song and keep it simple. Something that I would do. They can't do that. They just gotta whoop whoop. If I had this huge voice, huge range, and able to hit those notes,
something
just do it.
What do you mean heartfelt like song? Are you teasing us with the song?
You know what? I gotta pay some respects to my boy Colton, who I was rooting for early on. I'm gonna do one of the songs that he did, but a different song, a different way.
Are you gonna Mark Allen it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're going to take
one of these.
Okay, he's got to pay. Okay, so guys, you got to stay tuned for Mark's song, but let's get through this. And did you notice they played every little storyline up? Like, let's say whenever there was a chance to have Colton and Skylar, speaking of Colton,
right,
together.
Yeah. Next to each other.
They had them,
with the phone books.
Yes.
Yep, I noticed that.
And how was that phone book bit? Okay, Ronnie, you will love this. Since you're a big funner, a big lover of J-Lo and, let's say, Randy. Okay, we all know one of Randy's favorite quotes is, "But she can sing the phone book," or he can sing the phone book.
Yo.
Well, they literally had them sing the phone book, all the, like, the top 12 contestants. And it was, I want it on iTunes.
It was fun. Yeah, it was cool. It was fun. And I mean, Joshua had to steal the show at the end.
Yeah.
But he deserves it.
Yeah, but. And it was interesting, you know, since you've seen him, let's say like EVP, Erica Van Pelt, who went away a few months ago, and to see her back, you know, DeAndre, all these people come back, and then it's like a jolt because it's all their personalities. Heejun being the comical foible and whatnot, and it was just like you have all these personalities, and it's almost, I don't want to say their characters, but it's just them.
Yeah, for sure. But the only thing for me, like, it was kind of weird for me to see, like, Colton and maybe Skylar a little bit, and Joshua for sure, since he's been so well, to see them in the group performances, because they're such great solo acts that it's hard to like they seem like shining stars, like that they're the North Star with the other kind of.
So it just clashes. Yeah. It's like,
well, not clashes. They stand out so much more. Mm-hmm. I mean, Colton, just because he's Colton or whatever, and he's been, he was awesome while he was on. But then Joshua, just because he, this flies, because he had just left us, you know, last week. So we were so used to seeing him just doing amazing performances by himself. So to kind of see him in a group where he's not singing every word.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like,
So what do you think? So what about, let's say, you said you have your standouts, and we'll get this, the Skylar and Reba thing in a second. But you know how these are great solo artists, some of the contestants more than others. So are you saying, let's say, like a Jeremy Rosado and a Heejun, and I'll throw in a Holly just for argument's sake, even though I think she's going to be a standout by herself.
Right. But they kind of blend a little bit
should
better.
Should they be a group? Like an
I wouldn't say a group. I think they're still all really good solo acts. But just some of them stand out a little bit more. That's all I'm saying, JC.
Okay. No, you're the musician. I'm just the fan. I'm like, seriously. So you know this stuff better than I do, but
I don't know. You know this stuff a lot. Your research for American Idol is up there with, well, I don't know any other human being that does enough as much as you do.
I'm just
that's credit to you.
Thank you. I'm just a fan of the show.
Sounds like he's going to do an award speech.
No.
Thank you. Idol Nation.
Okay, I'm going to leave. And
yeah, no, this we're is all, this is all compliments.
The girls from Revenge, which is coming up. Well, I'm just saying this. We all do what we do. We do well. Ronnie has like a million talents. You are everything under the sun. And I just like to talk on a mic. So
the only thing that I really do is I give you the information of what I know, which is Gamefly is something that we got going on. You know, there was a fly in the studio, which is the official Gamefly. Yeah, lo and behold, that was a little bit funny.
That's good.
Or I'm tired. Yes. Yeah, so if you want the Gamefly hookup, it is really simple. It is the Netflix for video games, so the gamers of course love that. 15-day free trial, super simple. All you gotta do is hit gamefly.com/afterbuzztv and there you go.
No, see, and the best part about that is I'm going through Idol withdrawal already. I can already feel it, and I know they have a few games for like the PS3, like the Idols, you know, like the from the Idol franchise. So yeah. I'm gonna get a few for the next.
Wait,
couple
so
days.
You can you play? You can portray yourself as one
you
of the characters.
You can do like the Idol karaoke.
How fun!
You can't be J-Lo, Ronnie.
Oh, okay. Got it. You know who I'd want to be just because it's a fun name to say? Diana DeGarmo.
Ooh.
I don't know. I just think that's so fun to say.
Do you know anything about her tonight,
Ronnie?
No, but she was like super slim. I know she's like really good looking now.
You have to take this because Ronnie, you are the master of the segue. Because
you're welcome.
You know, Diana was on the show tonight.
Say it the way I said it, Diana DeGarmo.
Yes,
Diana DeGarmo.
That almost sounded like Ace Young when he was proposing to her tonight on the show.
Wait, we'll say what?
Yeah. After Buzz, well, not exclusive because 20 million people saw it.
It was on Fox.
Yeah, so Ace Young and
They've been an item for a while.
Right, they live together. And
yeah, so then Ryan kind of asked him to come up, and then
he pop the question.
With a ring that was brought to you by...
I don't remember the company.
Yeah, me either.
It wasn't Neil Lane. I would have remembered that. Neil Lane is for like The Bachelor and all those other reality shows.
Oh yeah, you do The Bachelorette, don't you?
Yes, we also... Yeah, we do some other shows outside of Idol and do The Bachelor and possibly...
And it is a top iTunes show, I'm just saying. JC.
Check it out.
He kills it.
Rent it. You know, rent it. I'm saying rate and comment us for sure, but it was...
Was it romantic?
It was romantic to the point until when she said yes, and they cued the Idol music.
Yeah, they had to. They dimmed the lights for him to get on his knee.
Yes.
They brought to you it by whatever company gave him the ring, and then they cued the music at the end.
No. It wasn't that. Was that the Idol? No.
It was close enough.
It's the one when they move on or something, but it's like that Idol song, like, I win. Yeah. And I was just... kind of weird,
yeah, but
it was
a cool moment.
Yeah,
it's the Idol family.
Yeah,
rooting for them.
Yeah, that's what they should have done. Thank you, Ronnie. That would have been the perfect song for the proposal. Diana, we've been through thick and thin. We've recorded songs together. We live together. We brush our teeth together
with the same brush.
Oh, that's just weird. But I want you to know, if you will be my American Idol bride.
This is kind of weird. Why are you giving me all the eye contact right now when you're saying
I wasn't giving you the sexy eyes. I was giving the Ryan eyes when he's really intense.
I know what eyes they were, but I'm just saying, I was still, I almost like said yes to you. That will work.
So it was a moment, and I mean, there were so many moments, and I mean, we got to move on, but I mean, Rihanna. Let's not forget, yes, you know, the superstar actress who's now trying her stab at singing. It's Rihanna.
Yes.
Yes, if you watch Battleship, you know, she also sings.
Yes, she does. Where Have You Been is what she's saying tonight. And that's one of my favorite performances for her.
Yeah.
Because, like, she did a little bit of the dancing, which is she's starting to do now in her performances. And she was able to, she sang live, which was cool. And, her performance was awesome tonight. She held her own.
It had the whole, like, I want to say, like, the Matrix, like, revolution. You know, when they go to, like, Zion, and when they have, it's primal, like, meets Avatar. It had that whole emo. Ronnie, you have to see that performance. They had the aerial, not aerialist, but they were hanging.
Yeah. Something. I thought they were on stilts, and then they show them, and then they were hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah,
that was a cool all around performance. That was awesome. I also liked what was that celebrity performance? Oh, well, J Lo, and then brought out Flo Rida, who's been killing it lately too. J Lo was amazing.
Yeah, I liked this performance much better than her last one, actually.
Yeah. Well, this kind of, I love how she can be so incredibly sexy, right, Ronnie? And then she can also put like a, I don't know if it was a New York or LA hat, whatever it was, with the hat kind of cocked to the right, and can kind of just the hip hop style.
Yes.
For her. And she can pull it both off. That's what I love about J Lo. So.
Yeah, it was, you know, how many 40 something year old women that just are with the glittery shirt, and like you said, you know, the hat and everything. She's like an inspiration to so many women from 8 to 80.
Yeah.
And she
rocked
it.
We got to see Lil Jon again. He's back.
Yes.
Lil Jon is back.
So that was just on J-Lo's performance. Just Lil Jon, Flo Rida, Wincing, and Yandel. It was...
Yeah, I didn't even know who they were, but they were awesome.
Well, she's going to be on the tour with them.
Okay.
Also, along with Enrique Iglesias. So that's kind of tying that whole thing together.
You know, so...
Just giving information.
No,
thank you.
Ronnie, you need to, because... There was so much. It's still just we're digesting it right now.
Sounds like a lot of performances.
It was. Trust me. We even missed John Fogerty and Philip Phillips, which opened the show, and he was one of Philip's heroes.
Yeah.
And just seeing that the moments, it was neat. You know, and it was neat for I think both Jessica and Philip that it wasn't a competition tonight.
That's a fun word. Neat. Used it twice. I'm going to start using that. It was neat.
It was
neat. It was. I mean, it's a fun word. I'm giving you another compliment.
It was cool.
It is neat. The word is pretty neat.
Gosh, it's like a roast. It's not at the end of the aisle.
It's a compliment.
Thank you. No, but just they were relaxed. They were relaxed.
Yep.
And they weren't fighting. They weren't fighting for survival.
Right.
You know, the votes were in 132 million of them.
Record breaking.
Yeah, I think that's more than even our own general election to elect our president.
Yeah,
so,
how many votes do you think went to the Playboy Playmate bunnies in Steven's little room he had going on there? He has a sloth, a skunk.
Mm-hmm.
His sister was there making out with some dude. That was weird too, man. He's just, but it's not weird because you're like, oh, it's Steven Tyler. That's cool.
And from what I hear, you know, we have some friends that are friends with the Playmates, mm-hmm. With the bunnies, and they said that is actually Steven. What America saw him in the trailer, that's really him. Uh-huh. It wasn't like a show for America. That's really him. With all the crazy, just like, what was that, like a zebra he had, and it was a zebra's.
Yeah.
But that is all. That is Steven. Hasn't changed, and he will never change. So God bless him.
Do you think it was weird for Randy to be in there?
I think Randy just wanted to hang out with the bunnies. Mm-hmm. And from what I heard, we were talking to the girls last night. They were telling us about this bit. So we had a little bit of an exclusive. But I guess Randy had trouble with the months.
Well, I think I would have trouble with the months, too. If you're surrounded by that many beautiful women, you're just kind of like, I'd forget months, too.
Yeah, so they just let it all hang out. We, you know... And J-Lo wasn't J-Lo didn't get out unscathed either.
I thought she was one of the bunnies.
She'll always be a bunny in all of our hearts. Especially J-Lo, you have to come back. Honestly, you know, I know they're flirting with
they kind of hinted on it tonight too.
Yeah,
like, oh no, next year.
Yeah, and both Steven and Jennifer are saying they're mulling it over. Even, you know, last night we brought up that Steven doesn't know, and we said, you know, with Aerosmith performing tonight. It's a good way to ride off into the sunset. He had, you know, 2 years of doing it.
He's back in the limelight and time to go on his own. But so it's okay. But they really brought the show like
full circle.
Well, I'm saying after Simon and Paula left, and then they tried out Ellen, who I love Ellen, and then what's the songwriter, singer-songwriter.
Kara,
thank you.
Not DeGarmo.
I wanted to say
she was
DeGarmo.
She was on a Bravo show where she was about songwriters. Kara.
DeGuardi.
That is it.
Yes,
LaGuardia Airport.
It's
yeah,
too close
it
to DeGarmo.
Like.
That's why I think all the vowels are have us confused.
But yeah, so like, I mean, those were cool, and it was good to see their take on the performers. But with it's just better with J-Lo and Steven to see their opinions. And another thing I thought was cool is that we got to, you know, kind of spending all this time with them every Tuesday or Wednesday and Thursday.
Right.
It's almost like they're our friends. We know more about them now. We know their personalities a little bit more because we hang out with them every week. And
okay, so we now know more what Mark's doing in the off season. Stalking. Okay.
Exactly. But no, and then to see them perform, so it's like you're rooting for them. It's like your friends up there. You didn't feel that way?
I did.
Steven's my best friend.
Okay, you handle that on your own personal time. But I wonder if they do leave. You know, Nigel will come up with a plan. They reinvented Idol with the exit of Simon and Paula. Who could step in?
Britney Spears already taken. So
yes,
and that's what's hard too because now they're competing with that. So who do you get?
I think you know what? As beautiful.
I think you get rid of Randy. I know he's so like a staple, but if you're gonna be rejuvenating the show, it's good for him to go. He was like the least favorite I even mm-hmm. enjoyed, and he's like, the only one who stuck around. I'm just saying, if you're gonna reshift, can we get rid of him?
Well, he's kind of the one now. He kind of took over for Simon almost,
right?
So
it's like maybe they should have gotten Howard Stern.
Yeah, I know, right? And so now they're
he's
there's no more big
show.
People left, like Mariah Carey, but she's saying she doesn't want to do anything like this.
Yeah, they almost got her on X Factor last season,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's because she couldn't travel because she was going to be one of the like judges, almost like a Jimmy Iovine.
Okay,
and she wasn't able to travel because she was pregnant with the babies, and because she was supposed to travel to the UK and visit Simon or I don't know if it was if there was like an earthquake that went on. I've got so many facts in here; they're kind of confused right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
I believe everything you say.
Thanks, man. Okay. Okay. But Mariah would be interesting, but you have to keep Randy in there, Ronnie, because he's still a shred to the origins of the show. Like he and Ryan, you have to keep at least one of them. And we know Ryan's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
You know, I don't think.
He signed, didn't he? He got his money.
He signed another 2 year deal.
2 years, yeah.
2 year at $15 million. I'd stay, you know, for sure. And how is Ryan is money. The guy is flawless.
Is 2 years meaning 2 seasons, or is that? I mean, I know they're putting another season coming up pretty soon, right? I mean,
yeah, they're starting already. They're already, you know, in early June, they're going to start the auditions already in LA. So you can go to AmericanIdol.com and see, you know, when they're going to be by your city if you want to be the next American Idol. And of course, we're going to have predictions who's going to win next year.
Yes.
So stick around for that. So
we are.
Yes, we are. Yes, we're flying without a kite, man. No, but. All right, now, speaking of Idol next year, and let's remedy, do you have a top moment or two for that overall this whole season?
I think one of, I mean, I liked a lot, you know, a lot of Colton moments and his performances, obviously. But I think one of my, I mean, still with like Hyejun, just from the very beginning when his Michael Bolton, which kind of surprised us all. Mm-hmm. But then from him, like even in Hollywood Week when he was kind of, we got to see his personality grow. And we talked a lot about that, you know, weeks and weeks ago when he was, what's that cowboy dude's name?
Richie La.
Richie La, yeah. Richie so that La. Was a, that yeah. was a cool moment for me, like just learning more about Hyejun and him surprising us each week. But what about you? What do you, what'd you like?
It's funny that you mentioned Richie La. I was actually, that was one of my moments. It was when, before they got to Hollywood, before they got to the live show, and it was Jermaine and Richie singing that duet that everyone thought was going to be an awesome. Epic fail.
Yep.
Because they're both baritones. Yep. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is just going to, like, it's going to blow up my subwoofer in my house. Mm-hmm.
It did blow up mine. I had to buy a new one, but I went to AfterBuzz TV first and went to Amazon and then got one.
Fantastic. See, it all comes full circle, just like the season.
Lights.
Lights. Are yeah, that was lights are still on. Yes.
That was a great performance, though.
That, for me, for some reason, just... You go back and you think about it, and it's, for me, it was overall from Philip in his sandals when he did Thriller, and I said he was going to win it, and I wish I would have stayed with my convictions, because I was like, that's your winner right yeah. there. And it was a white guy with a guitar. Now, is America going to tune Idol out? Because this is the fifth year in a row that there's a white guy with a guitar that's won.
Right. And there's that website, right? WGWG?
Yeah, it's voteforthewors.com. Okay. We're giving everyone plugs here. So,
I think they might want something else. But there's the other flip side of that, is that's who they're voting for. So, I mean...
But is it unfair? Because think about it. The main demo, when you can tweet your vote, and you can tweet as... You can go online and tweet multiple times. And the people that do that, they found out, tend to be 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, absolutely. They buy the CDs. They vote for you. So...
But is it fair? I mean, can't they... I wish they would restructure it, because I think they could lose... They could lose viewership. And it actually happened, unfortunately. We're super fans, but even last night, the finale was, I think they had 3 million fewer viewers than Dancing with the Stars finale did last night.
Wow.
So even though it was Dancing's last night,
right?
You know, and this was ours, I'm sure these numbers are going to be through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because really all you need to watch is these last two and have, you know, Ryan give out who wins and the performances. So
right.
tonight was everything. So.
Absolutely. And then this is, and for this finale, I couldn't have pictured anything better. I mean, for those two to be left, and just how, you know, they're great people and they're great artists. And yeah, from even thinking back to the years before, I mean, I haven't seen every single season, but I couldn't have asked for more with these two. So.
All right, well then, let's take a little bit of a break, okay. You know, and we'll come back with our predictions of where we see Jessica and Phillips going.
Cool.
And have a little bit of a performance by Mr. Marky Allen.
All right, I'll do something.
All this and more after the break. You're watching AfterBuzz.
What's happening? We are the America's Best Dance Crew ABDC After Show, coming to you guys. We watch the show every week just like you, and we go every Friday to the set to interview and talk to the crews behind the scenes and let you know what is happening behind the scenes.
Hey everybody, we are AfterBuzz MobWise Edition, the only MobWise after show out there. I'm your host, Adrienne Vera, with my lovely co-host,
Kevin Undergaro,
Grant Rudder,
Cameron Marston.
You guys can check us out every week. We have a lot of fun. We drink wine. We talk about the show. So check us out. We're also doing the Big Ann Show. So tune into that and Mob Wives Chicago.
Hey, guys. What's happening? We are the Game of Thrones AfterBuzz crew. I'm Dave Klein.
Bethany Jaber. Kristen Elizabeth Snyder.
Simone Boyce.
And we come to you every single week live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific time for We Are Kings of the Game of Thrones After Show. And we have one thing to say. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby. Oh, shadow baby.
After Buzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Oh, all right. We're back, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. We have a special surprise for y'all. We all know that Mark is a singer-songwriter himself, but he's got a special treat for us to close out this season. He hasn't told me the title of the song, so we're all going to be fans. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mark Allen.
Thanks, JC. Well, so one of my favorite performances was my man Colton doing this song, but he did the original version.
Okay.
I'm going to do a little bit of a different style.
And what's it called?
Let's see. I can't tell you what it really is, I can only tell you what it feels like. Right now, still alive in my windpipe. I can't breathe, still fight, well I can't fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off a log, drop from my hay, like I'm huffing pain. I love more, I suffer, suffocating right before. About to drown, she resuscitates me, she really hates me, but I love her. Wait, where you gone, leaving you? No, you ain't come back, we're running right back. Go again, it's so insane. It's when it's going good, it's going great. I'm Superman, the wind at its back. Slow as lame, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. Not snap, was that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him, I'll never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength. Just gonna stand lit and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, cause I like the way. Stand there, hear me cry. Well, that's alright, yeah, cause I love the way you lie. Love the way you lie. Ever love somebody so much? You barely breathe when you win him. You need, and neither one of you even knows where he him. Got that warm fuzzy feeling. It's just used to get him. Now you're getting really sick. Swear you never hit him, ever do nothing to hurt him. Now you really try his face, spewing venom in your words when you spit him. You push, pull each other's hair, scratch, claw, bit, throw him down, pin him. Get so lost in the moments when you're in him. It's the rage that took over, controls your boat. So you say it's best to go your separate ways. Guess they don't know you, cause today, that was yesterday. Yesterday is over, it's a different day. Sound like broken records playing over, but you promised her next time you show restraint, you don't get not a chance. Life is no Nintendo game, so you lie to get. Now they get to watch it leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it window pane. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn up. But that's alright, yeah, cause I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. But that's alright, yeah, cause I love the way. Love the way you lie. Now I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean, and we fall back in the same patterns, same routines. But your temper's just as bad as mine is. Same as me when it comes to love, you're just as blinded. Baby, please come back. It wasn't you, baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. I know I love you way too much to walk away. To come inside, pick up your bags off the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity in my voice when I talk? Told you this is my fault. Look me in the eyeball. Next time I piss, lay my fist at the drywall. Next time, there won't be no next time. I apologize, even though I know it's lies. Tired of these games, I just want you back. I know I'm a liar. If she ever tries to ever leave again, I'm retired to this bed and set this house on fire. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn up. Well, that's alright, yeah, cause I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright, yeah, cause I love the way you lie. Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright, yeah, cause I like the way. Stand there, hear me cry. Well, that's alright, yeah, cause I love the way you lie. Love the way you lie. Remember that song?
Yeah, of course I do.
You were so... thank you, Mark. Thank you again. Hey, that no was problem, awesome. Man, that was way to... seriously, way to close the season. Like, thank you. Thanks, now, you were passionate about this song. I shouldn't... why didn't I guess this? I feel... the second you start singing...
I was passionate about Colton and passionate about that song.
You did. We oh, yes, that's right. Rihanna, Mark.
Oh, she was out here tonight.
That was awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, it's been a great season.
It has.
I mean, we've talked about it for probably about 40 hours live.
I don't know what I'm going to do, ever.
Well, exactly. So what are we going to do? What do you see possibly with Jessica and Philip? What do you see for them? What's going on? Who do you think is going to be the bigger star out of the two?
Next year, I think it's going to be Philip, just because he won. He's going to get the first single out immediately. Mm-hmm. And I think they're both going to be long-lasting, because a lot of these people in this competition, Carrie Underwood, who has been so long-lasting and just been, she's so relevant now as much as she was when she won American Idol.
Yeah.
So I think both of them, because Jessica Sanchez has a chance to be like a Whitney Houston, like Jennifer Holliday.
Right.
And Philip Phillips has a chance to be...
Philip Phillips.
Thank you for that. But I think they both have huge careers ahead of them.
Absolutely. This year more than... and this year I don't know where they got the vibe. I don't know if it's because of The Voice, but there were so many, like, I want to call it the year of the indie.
Yeah.
Because there were so many different types of singers this year. From your Holly, which was, well, similar to Jessica, Heejun, I mean, DeAndre, who's that R&B soul funk guy, and then you've got old school, reminiscent of James Brown, Joshua Ledet. You've got so many different sectors.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic season. I agree, both of them are going to have a fantastic career, as long as, I think Phillips scares me. Philip scares me just because he's a renegade.
And he's not in any of the commercials.
Yeah, well, that's because the reason why he wasn't in any of the commercials is because of the kidney stones.
Yeah, so he's been in pain this whole time.
Yeah, supposedly he's having surgery right after the show.
Wow.
He would not have surgery during the show. In it to win it.
Well, if he didn't have health insurance, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he's going to be doing fine. So I'm just afraid, and I just hope that he gets, his management takes care of him, and they can handle his, that renegade attitude, and kind of reel him in just ever so slightly to ensure that he has that career, that longevity.
Yeah.
Because I want to see him. I loved him from the beginning, and he's a true artist.
You think he'll change anything about himself?
Absolutely not. That's Philip Phillips. He will not. So
thank God for that.
Well, I guess this is it, man.
Yeah, dim the lights.
Yeah, dim the lights. Let's go for our I don't even think we don't have predictions.
We don't need predictions.
No.
Unless you think you know who's going to win next year?
I do. I have a prediction for next season.
Who do you think?
I think it's going to be Jen Hirsch.
Jen Hirsch. Oh, one of your favorites from back in the day.
Yes, similar to Elise Testone.
Johnny Kaiser.
He trumped me. That was
Johnny
awesome.
Johnny Kaiser, he's just...
question. So, yeah. Like, some of the shows are doing the All-Stars. Would they ever do American Idol All-Stars? And do you guys think that's a good idea? I mean, there's a lot of good people that should...
That's a great
idea. Could use a shot.
Yeah. Definitely. You can use, like, I remember who was Ozzie Smith's kid from a few seasons ago. He was a shortstop for...
St. Louis back in the day.
Yeah, Chiquizzi. All these people that are like...
Bring back Diana DeGarmo.
No, Diana Young.
Yeah.
Oh, she got her name.
No, but we'll see. We'll find that out hopefully next season. So, guys, it's been wild. It's been fun.
JC, thank you, man.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Ronnie. Ronnie, we couldn't have done this without you, Phil, Marissa.
Like, literally.
We couldn't have. And more so the fans. We are all super fans. We went on this epic journey when we saw a guy in sandals show up and walk out a superstar. We were all emotionally invested. He grew, we grew, and we owe it all to the fans. Thank you. We can't wait till next season.
Absolutely.
For the last time, Mark, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter, Mark E. Allen. And for the last time, what about you, JC Rubio?
I'm not giving my Twitter handle. I'm going to tell people to stick around for tomorrow night as I'm going to start on the Duets After Show on ABC. So check us out here. And Ronnie, what about you, buddy?
You can find me at Ronnie Jr. Media.
And you know what? Well, last shout out to the chat roll. You guys couldn't have done it without you guys. And if you're sticking around live, make sure to watch Revenge. I believe, is it their season finale?
Yeah, Emily Thorne, she did it. She did a lot.
She did something. She did some revenge. So catch up with the girls from Revenge right after this. And remember, we're all AfterBuzz TV, and we're out. Good night.
See you next time.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.